Open enrollment for health care insurance through the federal exchange is coming around again. Congress, among others, is wondering if the exchange and its website, healthcare.gov, are secure. The Government Accountability Office took a look. It found some issues. Greg Wilshusen is the Information Securities Issue Director at GAO, and he testified last week about what auditors say needs to be done. He joins me now with some more details. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so tell us about the healthcare.gov, or I guess really it's the federally mandated, federally facilitated marketplace, which includes healthcare.gov. It's better than it was a year ago, though. You did find that, correct?
Well, we found that CMS has taken a number of actions to improve the security over healthcare.gov and the system supporting that. As your listeners may know, this is an outgrowth of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which required that the establishment of a health insurance marketplace in each state. And this is to assist consumers and small businesses in comparing, selecting, and enrolling health plans offered by the participating private insurers. CMS, or the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, is responsible for creating a federally facilitated marketplace for those states that do not create their own. And as you mentioned, this marketplace is supported by an array of IT systems, including healthcare.gov. And what we had found is that while CMS has taken a number of actions to improve the security and privacy of the systems and information that is gathered and collected through healthcare.gov, for example, it had developed, and documented security policies and procedures. It established a process for correcting weaknesses once they've identified them, and also created some interconnection security agreements with the federal agencies with which it exchanges information. But we did find that it did not fully or effectively implement a number of key security technical controls that place at the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of that information and those systems at risk.
Now, this federally facilitated marketplace is really a conglomeration of many, many systems, provider systems and state systems and so forth and other federal systems. So in many ways, everybody's bloodlines come together in this marketplace. So it seems like the weakest link out there would be what defines how secure it is.
Yeah, that's correct. You have the federally facilitated marketplace, which is kind of like a relational database that keeps and stores a lot of this information that's collected. And then there's this federal data services hub in which it is through which this information from the various different state systems and the other federal agencies and various different contractors exchange information. And so that, you're right, so it's vitally important that the security controls over those systems be adequate and sufficient to adequately safeguard that information. And we found that there was opportunity for CMS to improve those controls.
And what controls specifically did you find that they had to improve? I see one of them might have been passwords.
That's right.
That's a pretty basic one.
And many of these are very basic. In fact, most of the weaknesses we identified are correctable immediately and could offer benefit. But you're right. We found that the CMS did not always adequately require or enforce strong passwords, which is a basic control. It did not sufficiently restrict systems from accessing the Internet, which is another key control because that provides a potential avenue for an attacker to gain access to the system if it's not properly protected. And we also found that they did not consistently implement software patches in a timely manner. Again, another basic computer security maintenance function.
And so what is CMS saying? I think that at the hearing last week, Marilyn Taverner, the CMS director, said that they were in fact on to all of these, or I think she said 19 out of 22 of them.
Right. We made a total of 28 recommendations. And of these technical security controls, in fact, they agreed or partially agreed with all of our recommendations. And she mentioned last week that they had taken action to correct, I believe you're right, 19 of those. And she expected CMS to implement all 28 of our recommendations before November 15th, which is the date for the new enrollment period.
We're speaking with Greg Wilshusen. He's Director of Information Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office. I guess the question arises, given the history of this whole effort, why, Mikey Dickerson came in from Google to look at it and all of this effort expended, and to say nothing of the publicity. How could there still be these kinds of basic issues this late in the game?
Well, we found that there wasn't a very good shared understanding of the roles and responsibilities for securing these systems and the information. Because healthcare.gov is made up of an array of different systems and programs, a number of different individuals and contractors are involved in their operation and also have responsibilities for securing the systems. But when we started asking, you know, who was responsible for certain types of security controls and everything, we found that there was some confusion or uncertainty among the various different parties. For example, when we were examining the security over a firewall, we asked CMS who was responsible for protecting and configuring that particular firewall, and CMS officials told us that it was this one contractor. But when we went to that contractor, he indicated that it was not him, but another contractor that was responsible for securing that particular firewall, and that the statement of work that CMS had with the contractor did not identify that as that contractor's responsibilities. So it was kind of a confusion over who was responsible for performing the various different roles responsibilities for securing these systems.
So in many ways, the security confusion parallels the entire contracting confusion that characterized the thing in the first place. When it didn't work, when it rolled out, CMS said, well, we didn't really have any single entity that said this is the way it's going to be. There was no czar for this program.
And that's also another thing, you know, that we've identified a contributing factor for this is just assuring that CMS properly oversees its contractors. And that's kind of a common theme that we've identified at other federal agencies, too. Certainly, we issued a report back in earlier this month. Actually, we released it on contractor oversight and found that 5 out of 6 agencies that we performed work did not do a sufficient job of evaluating the security controls over their systems that are being operated on behalf of the agency. And so this is a common theme throughout the federal agencies.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I've been watching that series on television called Manhattan, and it's it's kind of a drama based on the Manhattan Project, and they portray Oppenheimer as really a tough, nasty SOB, except when they dropped it, it blew up like it was supposed to. And so it seems like maybe this is the approach that something like this should have had, not just for security, but for development. One guy who's really the toughest SOB the government could ever hire, but on the day that a million people show up, it's there.
Yeah, it's essential to have strong, effective oversight over a project like this that involves a number of different contractors, companies, as well as state agencies, federal departments are all involved in making sure that healthcare.gov works appropriately.
Now, have some of the people on Capitol Hill that that use GAO, are they asking you to do future looks at different parts of healthcare.gov and the FFM as we get toward open enrollment and beyond for this year?
Yes, we are going to be doing some additional work in this space. At the hearing, Chairman Issa asked us to assure that CMS does, in fact, implement the recommendations that we made. And this is something that we often do and normally do, I should say, on each of our reports is follow up on the recommendations. So we'll be doing that, and we'll also be looking at some of the security controls and privacy issues related between the states' exchanges as well as the federal exchanges. So we'll be kind of looking at that interconnection and taking a look at several states.
And this is kind of a wound that's been picked over a lot now in the last year and a half or so. When you and your staff go over to CMS and take a look-see, is it at least do they welcome you into the building or do they all run and hide under their cubicles?
Well, they welcome us. I guess any agency would welcome an auditor. I know we're very well loved among the agencies, but yes, they did welcome us, and we, of course, put in our information requests. We did have some challenges initially, but we were able to get those resolved to much to our satisfaction, in order to get the documents and information we needed to issue our report.
So you don't need a water taster first when you go there.
No, we do not.
All right. Greg Wilshusen is Director of Information Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Tom.